start by telling me a little bit about what I can do for you today.
Just kind of wanted to get some clarity on, in your experiences, what niches and industries you found to be good places to, I wouldn't say start, but you're not super experienced, so you're not like enterprise SEO level quite yet, which like what obviously you guys are when you take on clients now. So where to kind of go for myself and my agency, and I'll give you a bit of context and background about me and my situation kind of right now. So I'm currently an in-houser for a identity management company. They're based here, but they're global and they're pretty large. They're definitely enterprise level. So I'm remote, I'm in-house for them, but I'm remote. And so that gives me a lot of time to work on my own stuff and look to, that's what I want to grow long-term is my agency clients and all that. So it's great experience as I work primarily on SEO for them. So it's phenomenal experience, international SEO. So it's technical, it's kind of tricky, you know, Ahrefs lang stuff and all that. So it's good. So, my agency currently has is five clients we have on retainers now, and what we provide for them is measurement marketing. So it's a lot of direct response industry clients where we build them a dashboard, heavy on the GTM, GA, and Data Studio implementations, and then I get on a call with them for a retainer for 1 hour and basically sift through their data and give them action plans. And it's great. It's really great retainers, and it's an hour of my time, well, 3 hours every month kind of a thing. But I want to expand the agency for SEO as well too. So it's not just these like direct response, upsell, downsell kind of funnel clients. And so it's sure. A little bit more all encompassing.
Sure.
So I have experience with SEO and I'm highly, I guess, more on the technical side. And I'm just like, I don't have a team for SEO. I have a few VAs doing some things like in Data Studio and whatnot, but I kind of wanted to talk about that first before I just go out and like develop this whole team. Cause it like, I would be open to doing consulting more in SEO too, and everyone is, right? But so I don't have to like have my own team. I'd like to maybe target clients that would have teams, right?
Sure. Okay, so I mean, I think part of that answers your question, right? I mean, your question is basically, do you have any suggestions for niches or industries to go after, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So I think you answered part of that with kind of your statement on what you really want to do and who you want to work with. So I would say, you're definitely going to be more on the enterprise side. And to be honest with you, we actually don't do enterprise anymore. So I just bought the rights back to my agency and we're going back. Like enterprise is awesome. The retainers are better. And if you're willing to put in your time, like you are, enterprise is good because, you know, it's just, they just pay you more, right? For basically the same amount of work. However, there's also certain implications in terms of expectations for enterprise clients. That's on communication. That's on frequency. I mean, enterprise clients they require more of the kind of, I don't know, account management type. Yeah, exactly. So we just chose to an SEO program where it's B2B. It's highly scalable. It runs lean, very small offshore team, same process over. And I mean, you know, Modreal right now. But I mean, that's just what I want to do. It's important that you understand what it is that you want to do. So, when it comes to enterprise, I mean, my best thing is to pick a, like, in my opinion, if you pick kind of like a CMS as opposed to like e-commerce. Mm-hmm. So if you're saying like, we are Magento SEO experts, we are Demandware SEO experts, like a niche, that to me is a good enterprise niche because you're a technology expert, but also you understand the marketing implications of that technology, which is super important. You know, the same thing if you wanted to take what you're doing and go to be like a HubSpot type expert, you know, that type of thing, right? Same thing, except with an SEO, you know, the challenges though is that you do have to have experience with those CMSs if you haven't. So, I mean, you can kind of look at your past history of what you've done, what you enjoy doing, but if you pick one of those types of things, and of course you can still go traditional niche, like you could go like consumer goods, you could go like, you know, makeup, skincare, whatever that is. Because again, it's those are more enterprise style clients. But to me, if you think in terms of the technology, if you put yourself in the shoes of an enterprise organization, which you work for and you work with a lot, then you can understand like what their pain points are. And it could even be also, it could like there's also different things that you can position yourself as. A lot of people want to go with like a straight link building expert, but to me, there's also a big market in all SEO, but enterprise as well, for an SEO person who can come in and help you get SEO tasks done. Meaning, every enterprise company has had a million audits done, but the chances are that they probably sat on it or the developers pushed back on it. So it just kind of died. So if you can kind of come in and fill that void and bridge that gap again between like technology and marketing and help them to get stuff done, which would be like part project management, part SEO strategy, which it sounds like, if, again, if you're willing to put in your time and be that communicator, that's something that you could exploit as well. So again, number one, understand what it is that you want to do. And it definitely sounds like enterprise is something that you aspire to, which is awesome. I think everyone should, because that's how you make more money ultimately. But then also just kind of looking at your past history and track record and understanding if I'm an enterprise organization, like what is it that we struggle with? And just going in and being agile and being able to fill those gaps.
That's a good point to look at the CMS, because so much of enterprises and most companies, but so much of enterprises is based around that. And like, so the company in Housecore, they use Adobe Experience Manager for most of their stuff, some little bit of Salesforce, but largely that. And yeah, it's, I think like technically like the way, way back end of AEM is not secure, like is HTTP. And so like, there's just tons of chain redirects and like issues, like crawl depths, like the large amount of the side of the crawl depth is like 5 and above. And so it's just like, there's a lot of issues with which is good for people like me. Of course, there's need more people like me, but it's kind of speaks bad to that CMS in general. Yeah.
And I also think that you shouldn't sleep on what you're currently doing, because to me, you know, like there's a reason why I wanted David as my partner, because I feel like his skill set is not only rare, but it's also an underserved market. Like, so when I first went to, I used to work for a big agency as a contractor, Sapient Nitro, huge, huge, huge agency. And like, I would say, honestly, man, 90% of the SEO they were doing was analytics. You know, it was some form of reporting. It was some sort of, again, because when enterprise companies have all this data, you know, one of their biggest challenges and pain points is being able to wrangle that data and report on it in a meaningful fashion to get stuff done. Absolutely. So again, if you can, like a niche of a niche of a niche, just like an SEO data specialist, you know, somebody that understands the right type of SEO data wrangle. Like if you've got a suite of Google Data Studio templates that you've already built, you also have access to David, who's, you know, BigQuery, all that type of stuff. Like, dude, there's so much money in that. So, so, so much money in it. And it's completely underserved, completely underserved.
I've actually been through his Codians for Losers data pipeline and whatnot. I haven't like gone through it all, but it's definitely something on my list to like just do more SQL this year and like to actually use BigQuery more, because as soon as you start loading multiple sources in Data Studio, it like gets so clunky and like it just, I don't know, like it's kind of a nightmare, you know, to go to. So that's a good point. Like, I think what percentage of SEO, I guess it's hard to say based on the industry, but like, would you say is like largely technical? It seems like,
it's technical and content. And like, I'm telling you, man, have you been through the technical portion of the blueprint training?
I've been through portions of it. I've seen like the whole entire list of like priority levels and rankings. Like there's a ton.
So the guy who put that together, I met him at Sapient Nitro. He was global director of SEO at Amazon. Like, he is one of the best technical SEO lines I've ever met. Nice. And that was where I learned a lot of like tech SEO from, that fortunately was kind of through that space. But you know, if you look at that, like that is the work that Sapient Nitro does, like those audits that he does, understanding how to like, again, like mine all this different types of data and present it to them in ways that they can be like, oh, okay, that's good. Like, they don't care about link building. You know, content strategy is important, but like, dude, most large organizations like are not going to create content. You know what I mean? They don't have to. So it's so much technical, and it's so much like understanding data, presenting data, having conversations, you know what I mean? Like that type of stuff. And if you're already doing that, then you're kind of like halfway there, man.
I'm already doing, you know, screaming for all exports to BigQuery, et cetera, all the time and everything. So you kind of might as well, like, that's an interesting way to think about it, is like being more like specializing either from a CMS standpoint for a larger organization, or else just by the genre of SEO. And like, yeah, we don't touch content SEO, but like we can show you gaps and we can show you some other areas, but like largely it's just a technical base.
And that's what they care about, man. Honestly, like go back and re-review after this conversation, re-review like his decks that he built. It's really, really like for 99, you're actually in the minority of the people in the blueprint, I think, who are, like most people are smaller agencies that are just kind of looking to scale and make money. But if you're looking to build a career in SEO, especially as a consultant, like it's important to pay attention to trends. Like Python is another one that's massively trending right now. Yeah. If you can be able to chalk that, like it's funny because me and David, like David knows Python and all that stuff. And when people ask me, if an agency asked me, I would tell them like, don't learn Python, it's a waste of your time. But for you, someone who's who wants to go more of the consultant route, that would be a very, or at least to have somebody who can help you out with Python related class. Like it's a very sexy thing in like big technical SEO right now. Like they're all talking about it. That's something that you can easily weasel in a contract with a big company to do some work for Python, you know?
Well, the beauty of that too is like you set it up and it's sort of, it's done, right? Like you don't have to, you know, but you keep, you can charge them on a reoccurring model, but like it's, you know, cause it's not really proprietary. It's just you're using the language that is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what David was working on. So when David and I partnered up about a year and a half ago now, like he was working on this kind of big query automation type thing that we ended up calling query recipes. And that's basically what it is. It's basically, it's software. It's going to be self-service, but a lot of it's going to be the managed software model too. So there's going to be like elements of, you know, customer service, consulting, stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, it's an amazing business model. That's why we're like pushing more of our attention there because it's a very underserved market. Like there's no one in the market right now that's being like, hey, let me help you wrangle all your data into BigQuery. You own the data and then build whatever reports, all your data is there. Like, and then let's talk about how we can visualize that and report that any way you want. Like, oh, you want your CMS and your analytics data? Like, done. Here's a data stream.
Yeah, unlimited bridges, right, to whatever you want.
Yeah, it's a very good space to be in for. And you've already got a lot of that experience, so.
Let me share my screen with, just to make sure we're talking about the right tracker. Is this the one we're talking about, right? Like, technical audit, like, all the different areas of technical SEO, basically, right?
Yep. And also, if you watch the videos, he goes through one of his audits, and you can see, I wasn't able to give you guys that deck, but you can see kind of like the way he uses visualizations, where he's getting his data from, like all that stuff. It's really, I mean, those are like $20,000 audits in my opinion, you know, what he's doing, $25,000 audits, I mean,
and he hands it off to like, this is what you guys need to do, right? It's not, he's probably not even doing it, right?
Yeah,
it's not,
I mean, not touching it. So the way that a lot of like SEO contracts work for, so like when Target signs a contract, it's really just for SEO. There's other elements to it, right? Like we were working with Bayer Crop Sciences back in the day and they signed an SEO contract, but that SEO was only probably 15% of the total contract. Like 50% of it was data analytics, project management. There was some content support in there. But like the SEO, it was basically like an SEO audit presented to shareholders and then like pushing into content strategy, you know, because those websites are so big too, that like, it's really hard to put together. Like it's enterprise SEO is very, very different than, you know, like the type of SEO that we're doing.
Yeah. And obviously it's like going after elephants versus going after lots of different, like, you know, rabbits, smaller kills with like B2B, which like you just kind of.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, so like we chose B2B because it's a marketing area that I'm comfortable with. Blueprint to me is B2B. You know what I mean? So I'm doing B2B marketing and sales every day. I understand it. I do it for my agency. I built a really good pipeline, inbound pipeline for SEO for that. So I feel like I have a good grasp on it. And it's also in the range of people that can afford to pay good money, but it doesn't require too much technical skill, you know, because like most of the sites are on WordPress or smaller websites. So we can get in that like $4,000 to $6,000 a month retainer range, which is really right where I want to be, and have more of like a passive style agreement. Like enterprise, anytime you get over like 8,000, 10,000, 12,000 and up in terms of retainers, like the amount of conversations that you're expected to have are through the roof. Building that type of talent, that's either going to be you having to do that and your calendar is going to fill up very quickly, or you have to hire a really smart and intelligent staff to support you to handle a lot of that communication.
Like scope creep is like built into the contract, it sounds like, basically, because like it's hard to scope something that high price because stuff comes up.
Yeah. And you know, when they pay that much, they have higher expectations. You know, if someone's paying you 20 grand a month, like they expect you, to like, if they ask you for something, you do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I get that. So nice. Yeah. That's definitely helpful to, like how to position in, because I'm not totally solo enterprise, but like it makes more sense with just kind of my background, what I'm good at, without having to learn a bunch of everything else and build a whole team. Because like whatever way you go, there's just a lot of work ahead, period. And I'm not averse to that. It's just like, what's the path of least resistance and most passion and fun, you know, for me. So it's kind Absolutely. Of the marriage of that, of course. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. Trying to think if I have any other questions regarding regarding this, but I think that was largely it. Some industries I previously have experience in, actually, one might would be interesting. I was thinking about, it's local car dealerships. I worked for one for probably, that's around my digital marketing career, like 7-8 years ago, for a couple of years. And I understand that industry really well. It's not that I necessarily like it. It's just, I like the business end of it and understanding how it all works. Sure. But they have money and they need, you know, SEO help, because a lot of these websites are built by one of like 6 agencies nationwide, you know, dealer.com, Dealer Inspire. They specialize in WordPress builds, whatever. They bake SEO in, but they don't really bake it. You know, they say they do, but even some of the content siloing of the website structure is kind of not right at all. So that might be something, in terms of, I just hesitate with local because I know your wings are always clipped when it comes to local SEO, you know?
Yeah. There's just a lot less money in it too, you know? And it's not necessarily easier.
Yeah, probably harder.
I just finished recording a video where I was talking about like the level of effort of the 4 different types of campaigns. And then broken out by like segment, like technical, keyword research, on-page content, link building, and then e-com, B2B, local, and publisher. And like, when you look at it like that, I don't have it in front of me, but when you look at it like that, you can clearly, actually I do, if you want me to share my screen real quick, I can show you the slide.
That'd be cool, yeah.
let me know when you can see it.
Yep, you got it now.
Okay. Yeah, so this is a slide. And it's basically just looking at, you know, 1 being lowest, 10 being highest and most important, you know, e-com, B2B, local, publisher, and then what, like basically what you need to do in order to deliver that service. You can see how like e-commerce is high on technical, a little bit, like it's high throughout, but the price tag that people are willing to pay for e-com, like e-com scales the best, you know, because if you have 1,000 products, 10,000, 100,000 products, there's endless work that you can do. Whereas B2B, the retainers are a little bit less, but you can see like you don't necessarily need as much technical. It's a lot heavier on content and links, local, publisher, et cetera, right? So this is kind of like the webinar I'm talking about. Basically what we just talked about, like how to select a niche and how to select like a niche within that niche and all that stuff. So this has actually been heavy
helpful.
Yeah, no.
What do you mean by publisher? What is that?
Publisher would be like Forbes, Huffington Post, big websites like that. That's very heavy technical. Also very, like publisher SEO is probably to me one of the hardest to do because they have so much content and so many pages that like you have to really put a lot of time and effort to determining if they need those and like content strategy. Yeah. Like it's not something I would really want to do, to be honest with you.
I find e-commerce to probably be the most sexy, the most desirable in here, because mainly because I've worked with local and businesses where the sale happens offline as well too, because then it's a lot harder to show the ROI of SEO and it just kind of gets to be a nightmare. And e-commerce is definitely one that's lucrative for sure, but I feel like you just have to have so much more experience or call yourself a Shopify e-commerce, you know, specialist or whatever. Which would kind of be the CMS to focus on if you're going to focus on a CMS, I think, for that, clearly.
So there's one. Are you familiar with Demandware?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Demandware is, for those who don't know, it's a large enterprise e-commerce CMS. And we had worked with a couple of clients. So when I was with the old agency, I wrote an article that was Demandware SEO issues. So now it ranks for Demandware. They get leads for Demandware companies that are searching for like Demandware SEO help. But really more importantly is once you have this article, this becomes an asset that you can share with those potential companies, right? So like something that this company should have done more of is like, it's actually funny is that when you're first growing your agency, like it's great to have inbound leads because it's one less thing to worry about. But once you get to a certain point, you only want to be working with clients that match like your values, like your staff, that because any sort of outlier for like, it's just a headache. So you'd rather be able to pick, like the easiest way to do that is to do outbound sales to kind of pick who you're going to work with, right? Yeah. And if you have content like this, if you have case studies, that's like, hey, this is what we specialize in. Here's an article to read it. Like outreach becomes a lot easier, you know, as opposed to being like, hey, we're Demandware SEO specialists. Being like, here, look at what we know. So, you know, this is a very, very good asset. So it takes work. And honestly, you could put one of these together without even having done it before by just doing research, you know, stuff like that. But another really cool thing is there's a platform called BuiltWith. I don't know if you know what BuiltWith is. BuiltWith will tell you.
Kind of technologies the site's using, right?
Yep. So what's really cool about this too is you can type in to find websites that run on Demandware. And then just prospect for them. And then, so you have to pay for the list, but you pay for those. And then like the other things you can do, this scales actually really well too, because you can come up with, you know, other CMSs and kind of like the more niche, the better, but this then gives you a list of all the sites that run on it. Nice. So then it's like a very targeted prospecting list that you can figure out, you know, do I want to email them? Do I want to, you know, upload a Facebook advertise to them? You know, there's a bunch of different things that you can do to prospect for the right clients. And this is the type of stuff where like you need a really good sales team to do this at scale, but this is something that you personally can do for, you know, an hour or two a day to find the right prospects, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good, I just use BuiltWith as the actual extension, but I actually go to the site and it's kind of a different way to use it, and totally makes sense to pay for that versus how would you scrape, you know? But yeah, that's pretty awesome to, if you're going to focus on that. So just go and prospect those people. And I mean, you wrote that article on Demandware, and that's a great sales tool itself, not only for inbound stuff, but for outbound, if you're reaching out saying, hey, we rank first for how to use Demandware. I mean, it sells itself both from an SEO standpoint and from overcoming objections in the article itself, if they actually read it, you know?
Yeah. Basically what we were doing was there was a platform that just got really expensive. It's called GrowBots. And what it is it's like an email outreach tool, like mixed with BuiltWith and like linked, like they just, I don't know where they get their data from, but basically you're able to prospect for companies. Like we were sending out targeted outreach emails to only people who ran on Demandware. The platform back then was in beta. This is like probably 2 years ago now. So it was cheap. Now it's an enterprise tool. It's really expensive, but that tool is amazing for outbound sales. Because what it does is it built with just gives you the opportunities. You then have to like find their contact info, blah, blah, blah. Like that platform finds their contact info and has email and marketing built into it. So you basically just like build a prospecting list, send your template. And dude, that was working. We had like a 5% positive response rate back to book time on our calendar talk, which is
really, you didn't have to do anything. You set it up and paid them, and that's
no, it. Man. And like they were big Demandware companies too. Like we got some really good leads off, but it was something that we unfortunately didn't scale up, which we should have, but, it works. Definitely works. Actually, I wonder what that company's doing now.
Awesome. That's really helpful, because I think if I was to do non-enterprise and not just join a team and kind of be the consultant in that respect, I think e-commerce would be the other area where I would be open to like building my own team. Because there's pros and cons. Like when you build a team, you know who you're working with. You don't have to get to know people, their communication style, the project management. Like you have your own team for that. But at the same time, the negative is you have to build a team, right? So it's kind of like, I'm just trying to think like how I want to go about this. And I don't think I know exactly yet. I'm kind of doing the whole measurement marketing still, and that's like that and the in-house, like I'm fine, but I want to scale my agency as a whole and not just be the measurement agency, but also offer traffic and growth that way from SEO. So yeah, it's been helpful to kind of hear some good paths and some different ways to niche, not only based on the industry, but based on the CMS or based on the type of SEO you are, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Probably be good to maybe make a case study and do some blog posts and things like that. Never bad, but that's probably a good thing to do before any type of outreach, to have places to send them, et cetera.
Yeah. You always want to build some sort of, dude, in this game, I mean, social proof and results are what sell, you know?
Yeah.
And if you can build a solid online portfolio, it'll be a lot easier for you. A lot easier.
Awesome. Well, cool. This has been definitely helpful. So I don't think we need to take up the whole hour, but it's been helpful to get some insight. So I appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Happy to help.